This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The UN Atomic Energy Agency says there's no evidence North Korea has stopped its nuclear activities. A report by the International Atomic Energy Agency said the continuation and further development of Pyongyang's nuclear program is a cause of grave concern. Bruce Bennett is a senior defense analyst at the RAND Corporation.
They're concerned about evidence that North Korea is separating plutonium for use in nuclear weapons. They're also concerned about North Korea highly enriched uranium production. They're concerned that there's evidence that despite Kim's claim that he's prepared to denuclearize, that he hasn't even been freezing his force, let alone denuclearizing. He's actually been nuclearizing. He's probably built 5 to 8 nuclear weapons so far this year, and that's not good.
Monday, President Donald Trump told Reuters he believed the North had taken steps toward denuclearization and would meet again, likely, with leader Kim Jong-un. The U.S. Tuesday, announced sanctions on 2 Russian shipping companies and 6 vessels accused of transferring refined petroleum products to the North in violation of U.N. sanctions. Deputy Treasury Secretary Sigal Mandekal testified before U.S. lawmakers.
We also designated entities and individuals that have been involved in sanctions evasion by an entity that we recently designated in connection with their work with Russia's intelligence sector.
Russia's deputy foreign minister called the recent sanctions groundless and promised a response. Russia and Central African Republic Tuesday signed a military cooperation agreement in Moscow. It's expected to include an exchange of delegations, education in Russian military institutes, and mutual visits. Russia has already delivered light arms to the CAR government, deployed dozens of military and civilian advisors. This is VOA News. In Venezuela, drastic new economic policies went into effect Tuesday, including a 96% devaluation of the currency, the Bolivar, in an attempt to stem out-of-control inflation. Vendor Carlos España said people are confused. A pastry costs 20 sovereign bolivars, a pair of shoes 1,800. When you pay a bus driver 100 bolivars, he said, how much change do you get? The government of President Nicolas Maduro cut 5 zeros from the currency and pegged it to a state-backed cryptocurrency, the petro. Inflation in Venezuela topped 80,000% in July. The plan also includes a more than 3,000% hike in the minimum wage. The opposition called for a day-long halt in commercial activity. Paul Manafort, who served briefly as campaign manager for President Donald Trump's 2016 campaign, was found guilty Tuesday of 8 of 18 charges against him in his federal tax and bank fraud trial. At the same time, an attorney who worked for Mr. Trump, Mark Cohen, pled guilty to 8 counts, including campaign finance violations and tax evasion. The president reacted as he left for a campaign appearance.
I feel badly for both. I must tell you that Paul Manafort's a good man. He was with Ronald Reagan. He was with a lot of different people over the years, and I feel very sad about that. It doesn't involve me, but I still feel, it's a very sad thing that happens. This has nothing to do with Russian collusion. This started as Russian collusion. This has absolutely nothing to do. This is a witch hunt, and it's a disgrace.
Both Manafort and Cohen could face jail time. Prosecutors gave no indication Mr. Trump himself is implicated in any wrongdoing. A 95-year-old New York City man is in Germany after being deported for having served as a guard at a labor camp in Nazi-occupied Poland. Jakub Polich was expelled at the direction of President Donald Trump. David Weprin is a New York State Assemblyman.
And I praise the president for doing that. You know, I'm a Democrat. I've opposed President Trump on a number of issues. But on this issue, he did the right thing. And from what I understand, it probably would not have happened if it wasn't for President Trump himself getting involved. So, I praise him for that.
Polich was ordered deported 14 years ago, but no country would take him at the time. The U.S., Britain, and France have threatened a strong response to any use of chemical weapons by the Syrian regime in the effort to retake rebel-held Idlib province. The joint statement issued on the 5th anniversary of a sarin gas attack in Ghouta that killed hundreds. Iran Tuesday unveiled its first domestic warplane, with President Hassan Rouhani insisting Tehran's military capability is aimed at deterring enemies and creating lasting peace. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.